So I've had a real Ten of Swords week. I'm not sure whether you follow me on social media or whether you're on my newsletter, but I've shared this there already. So I've been writing a book, writing a tarot book, which has got my personal story woven through it as well. And it was very cathartic. I really managed to vent a lot of my emotions about the end of my marriage, which I then carefully edited so that the book is far more readable than perhaps my early editions. I decided to self-publish, so I worked with a publisher, but I paid for the editing and the typesetting, because I thought this would give me more control over the project. And I foolishly, though I think I have managed to navigate this, foolishly thought that it would give me more control over the marketing and a higher percentage of the income. So I just really focused it on writing the book and editing it, to be honest. The publisher suggested a price which I thought was reasonable, and part of the deal was that I paid for them to set it up on Amazon, set up with the ISBN number, etc., etc., because I just thought, well, they know what they're doing, so they're going to be far more time efficient than me. I could probably do it myself, but it's going to take me more time. I'm going to have to do a lot of learning en route, so it just makes sense to pay an expert to do it well and efficiently. At least that's what I thought. So we were getting the book, or they were getting the book on Amazon, and something had been at the back of my mind for a while. I was perfect. The cost of editing and typesetting and cover design, etc., etc., that was exactly what I expected it to be. I had looked at those numbers before, so all of that was in cost, and I have to be honest and say, actually, they did an amazing job with all of that. When it comes to the editing, I mean, the editor just could not have been better. I think whoever edited it, I never got a name, just really got what I wanted. And so I was so happy with the actual book. And I never intended to make a lot of money out of this. It was always much more about establishing myself as a teacher and just kind of, putting my name out there as an established tarot teacher. That was the idea. But something was niggling about the numbers. At the back of my mind, I always knew Amazon took a lot. And then when I was looking at the printing costs, I was just like, shit, I don't think this adds up. And I'd put it off and I'd put it off because, there's always something. Children were ill, I better deal with that. Planning to go away for a couple of days, better make sure I'm ready for that. Obviously, client work needs to be done as well. Rent review in the house, issues with husband. There was always something that kind of got in my face and stopped me from checking the numbers. So I finally sat down and I ran through the numbers. And basically, the way the publishers had set it up was that if you bought my physical book off Amazon in the UK, Amazon would take 60% of that, of your £13.99, 60% for selling you the book. My publisher, even though I've paid them up front, would take 15% of the book, leaving me with 25%, which feels okay. It's not what I would have hoped for, but it feels okay. And so you realize that I have to pay for the printing of the book out of my 25%, and basically the printing of the actual book, the binding of the book, even though there's no color photographs inside the book. I was very mindful when I was creating the book of cost. I wasn't that naive. It's not like there's, loads of photographs in there. I wanted the book to be affordable. I wanted the book to be readable. So even though I'd done all of that, basically, how the publisher had set it up, if you bought my book on Amazon, you would cost me 70p for every book I sold. And that's after me paying up front for everything. And I just looked at those figures, and that was the Ten of Swords moment. How did I feel? I felt victimized. I went straight into victim. Why me? Always happens to me. Why am I always left with the problems? Why doesn't anything go right for me? How could this happen again to me? I went straight into victim. Ten of Swords. I felt sick. I felt ill. I felt stupid. I don't have huge amounts of money to play around with. I thought that investing in my book was a good investment in my business for the future. That was the plan. So I felt quite sick, having apparently, you know, created something that was just going to keep on leeching money out for a long time. I felt like giving up. Ten of Swords. At that point, I wanted to give up. I have to be honest, this would have been 2 days ago. I didn't tell anyone at this point. I didn't tell a single person at this point. No one. I just looked at the numbers and I just thought, I don't want to fucking do this anymore. I'm done. I'm just going to say nothing. Just walk away. Just pull the plug. That was sort of the initial reaction. And then I thought, well, I am still really, really pleased with the book. I'm really proud of the book. I'm really, really like what I've created. I'm really glad for the involvement of the cover designer and the editor. So then I thought, well, maybe the best thing is just to go along with the flow and publish the book and think of it as marketing. Think of it as, you know, maybe I'll get more people coming to my tarot workshops. Maybe, you know, I can sell some sort of more, you know, I'm creating online courses. So maybe I just think of this as marketing. Maybe I just don't tell anyone. Just don't tell anyone. Be a little secret there that this book that I'm so proud of, actually, I'm paying you to read it. That was my next thought. Then I remembered something I've said to so many people. I'm sorry if you are one of them. I do quite a lot of mentoring for, they're usually holistic business owners, but not only holistic business owners. And I very much use the cards and my experience to give, you know, business guidance. And I just thought of the number of people I have told, you know, in business, everyone makes failures. It is part of the journey. And it's not the failure that defines you, it's how you choose to navigate it. It's how you choose, it's about owning your failures, it's about learning from your failures, and it's about knowing when to push on and when to step away. So I really remembered that. And I just thought, right, I have to, one of my core business beliefs is that I'm authentic, and if I'm going to tell my coaching clients that they have to do this, then I'm going to have to do it myself. So I just got out all my numbers. I went online. I printed everything that the publishers had ever sent me. I had a very strong cup of coffee. I stood up and I rang the publisher and I just demanded that they sent me every possible number and way of getting the book out to the public. I said, I want to know what all the different royalties percentages are. I want to know what all my different options are, and I want a list of them right now. So that email came through the next day. And basically, it became very clear that the best way, certainly in the UK, to make a profit on my book is to sell it myself. And I thought, well, okay, this is a problem I can get my head around. So I went onto my website and, you know, I've managed to automate my booking system. I've managed to sell email readings. On my website, I am selling and automizing my online courses. I thought, Jesus Christ, surely I can sell a fucking book, just one book. And it turns out I can. So quite quickly, still don't know how I did it, sheer absolute determination, I set up a shop page on my web page. I was really inspired by I have to get up and move to remember her name. I was really inspired by Belle Wen, who wrote the Holistic Tarot, I bought one of her tarot decks once. Beautiful, beautiful tarot deck. And I remembered seeing the photographs of them all packaged up and how she had sold them independently. And it made me think, yeah, you know, it's okay to do that. It's okay to sell my book myself. I decided to only sell in the UK at the moment directly, just because I don't want me or anyone else getting caught out with customs and tax and postage. And I don't think I have enough knowledge at the moment. So at the moment, it's only the UK. So I number crunched. And yeah, if I do a private print run, get them delivered to my house, my publisher takes no royalties from that. Thank you very much. That feels good. Obviously, Amazon takes no royalties from that. So that was the first thing I did, was I thought, right, I am just going to make sell that, make it affordable to people, and get profit that way. I've worked out that by just putting an extra pound on the price on Amazon and doing print on demand, which significantly lowers Amazon's royalties, I can make a profit that way. It's only 40 pence. It's not a lot. But you know what? It will do for now. It will do for now. Because I think sometimes when we have problems, you have to get to a point where you think, I can manage this at the moment. Long term, yeah, I want to make changes there. Long term, if I do another print run, I would probably look for different printers, and I would probably really get different quotes and do it much more carefully. Long term, I am thinking about how I can repackage my book so that the publishers don't take their 15%. That to me really pisses me off when I've paid for everything up front. So, you know, in the mid to long term, this is not good enough. But right now, do you know what? It's good enough. And I think this is part of the things with when we have a business failure. And this was a business failure. And, you know, once I'd had my little weep and acknowledged that I felt like a victim, this was my bad. Okay. I should have checked those numbers first earlier. I should not have trusted a commercial publisher to have my best interest at heart. Just because the editor was so amazing, just because I was so pleased with the cover design, I should have realised that they would present to me the way of marketing my book that maximised their profits. I should have been ahead of that game. So, you know, once I'd come out of the victim and I'd owned my part of this, I was able then to relook at everything and get myself to a middle ground where at least I made some profit, at least I had some of the control back, which is actually what I wanted. And I actually feel quite excited. When we think about the Ten of Swords, if you're into your tarot, it's the person lying down with all the swords in his back. This is histrionics. This is a hissy fit. This is overreaction. This was me going, I don't want to do this anymore. Why is it always me? I am so done with this project. They were true emotions, and I really felt them at the time, but they were stress responses. They weren't helpful. They weren't true. And I needed to get them out. What card comes after the Ten of Swords? It's the Ace of Swords. After the Ten comes the Ace. It's circular. I don't think it goes from 10 to page. I always think of the court cards as being a separate family. I think of we've got the Miners, Ace to 10 in their suits. That's how I think of tarot. So after the Ten of Swords comes the Ace of Swords, cutting through the drama, seeing the truth in the matter, having a new understanding and a new way through. I knew that logically, I knew that I could sell direct to the public. I've bought tarot deck from Belle Wen myself. I have bought books from indie authors myself. So I know it can be done. But I was just in the corporate machine, sausage machine of, right, you've got your book, you get a print run, you pay for that, you pay for us to hold it in the warehouse for us, and then you pay us to send it to Amazon, and then you pay Amazon to sell your book, and then you pay your reader the price as well, because you know you've paid so many big corporations, there's nothing left for you. So, you know, I just got caught in that mindset. Actually, I'm rather enjoying. I'm a bit nervous now. People, thank you, are buying the book. The shop system certainly seems to work. It seems to be, I've been onto Wix, it's registered, if somebody's bought a book, it's registered their name, their address, how many books they've ordered, it's registered whether they would like me to sign it or not, or whether there's a dedication. So I'm looking at it, it all seems quite logical. Obviously, I need to get a large stack of envelopes, and I need to I know what the postage is per book, but I need to work out how to buy them online in advance. So I need to sort that bit out, but I think that's quite simple really. But what I'm really excited about is what else this opens out. I mean, I've been playing around for a little while now about making some rune cards. I mean, you know, I've been playing around with that idea, slowly creating images for each of the runes. And I'm quite intrigued about making a deck of rune cards, where there won't be pictures so much as symbols and the runes. But on the back then would be the information, the rune poem, the name of the deity, the associations. I've been playing around with that on my computer for ages and really enjoying it. And it's like, ooh, I could print those out. I could get published to print those out. I could get them boxed up. And certainly in the UK, at least, I could sell them through my website. I'm going to need to think about how I do it internationally, because I know I've got people that work with me internationally. I'm going to have to look into that. There must be a way. I've also been thinking about having some affirmation cards. You know, it's like... And so this is the thing, the Ten of Swords. Certainly there was a moment when I just thought, fuck this, I am so done with this. I wish I'd never started. I wish I wasn't here. I don't want this to be happening anymore. But by allowing myself to sort of really feel the victim and step out of it, by moving into the Ace of Swords and saying, so, you know, what logically, what are my options? What are my best options? Let's go through this one at a time. No, I haven't resolved every problem yet, but I'm now in a stable place where at least every book is going to make me even some money. And certainly if you buy direct from me, it makes me a good enough profit that I'm going to be able to cover my initial costs. That's good enough for now. I'd love to look at other options in the near future, but right now I'm stabilized. So I'm just sharing this because, you know, we all have these moments. We all have those Ten of Swords moments where we just think, oh my God, what the hell am I going to do here? And I think, yes, for most of us, the first reactions is either victim or rage or despair. We need to just hold on to that, feel it, get through it. We need to own our emotions, and then we need to work out, actually, what are my options? What's the truth in this matter? And of course, the real truth in the matter, the real light bulb moment was, I don't have to sell to the UK through Amazon. I'm sure some UK book people will buy my book through Amazon. Actually, now it doesn't cost me 70p, it makes me 40p. So I've readjusted that. But, you know, I don't have to just sell through Amazon. I can sell through my website. That was the Ace of Swords moment. That was looking at the problem logically and seeing the best way forward. Arguably, we can follow on through the Two of Swords, through the Suit of Swords. The Two of Swords, the woman with the swords crossed over her heart, and the blindfold, to me this is what I would call a passive energy, a just sitting with it. And I really sat with it. Do I want to do that? Once I'd set up my Wix shop, I didn't tell anybody. I just sat with it overnight. How do I feel about this? I sent it to one friend who thought it looked professional, so that was a really good idea. I chatted it through with my friend Rachel Birch, who was like, yeah, that sounds good. So I went into passive then. I tested the idea out on a couple of people I really trusted. Three of Swords. I did wonder, what do I do? Do I upsell this and say, you lucky people, you can buy direct from me. Isn't that exciting? But that's not me. I've always been authentic from the first ever tarot workshop. I've always tried to just be really authentic. So I thought, no, I would rather share the honesty of this. So that's what I did on social media, on my newsletter, and here. I've owned it. I really fucked up the figures on this one. I was naive, I trusted when I shouldn't have done, and I made assumptions that were wrong. Three of Swords. But you know what? Four of Swords, I am feeling that pain. I am bloody well learning from it. I'm sure I'll make more mistakes as I carry on. I'm sure when I'm trying to work out labelling and printing, you'll find me in the Nine and Ten of Swords. So a couple of my boys are really excited, actually. They want to help me package. One of my youngest sons said I should number each book so everyone knows what number they've got, which is quite a nice idea. He loves limited editions, so he loves the idea of getting something with a number on. So it's been a real week, a shitty week. But I'm in the Ace of Swords now. I'm problem solving. So, you know, if you're in the Ten of Swords, if life is really, really crap right now, allow yourself to be in the victim mode just long enough just to process it. But don't stay there long. There is always a way to navigate through problems. And of course, if you want to buy my book and you are in the UK, please go to my website. There is a link there for, I think it's buy my book. But you can buy, if you're in the UK, you can buy my book direct from my website. If you are outside of the UK or if you would prefer to buy a Kindle edition, please bear with me. That is happening. It's just a little bit behind because I'm not in charge of that. The publishers are, but it is happening.